Good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and would like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television station?
No.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
African American.
Thank you. And I know it is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure you speak to all ages.
69.
And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Very important.
Is that much more important than previous, or somewhat more important?
Yes. Much more important.
And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election, in a few words?
A lot of things. The economy, the situation at the border.
Okay.
Just a lot.
And regardless of, I was recommend your answer. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democratic.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? You strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, in general?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two. I know all are important, but the two most important, tackling inflation and improving the economy, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, or the last three issues, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, or the last one, not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos. Remember, you made from the list.
And what you said, approve or disapprove of what you said?
You may choose two from the list. Yeah, thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? From the list, you may choose two. And I can repeat the list if you want.
You can only choose one?
You may choose two.
Okay.
I have tackling inflation, protecting and preserving our democracy, improving K-12 public schools, growing opportunities for everyone.
Protecting democracy. Democracy.
It's one of the most important.
Yes.
And just one more. I have stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedom, stopping reproductive rights and women equality from being rolled back, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, not going back to the Trump years and division and chaos, or
not going back to the Trump years.
Okay, those two are the most important. And now I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, you can indicate it as well. And we'll go on the next one. The first one is Cornel West. Do you recognize the name Cornel West?
Mm-hmm.
How would you rate him from 0 to 100?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, 100 means very favorable, 50 somewhat, and 0, not favorable at all.
Not favorable.
From 0 to 100, which number?
Let's see. 20,
okay. Hakeem Jeffries, from 0 to 100? How would you rate him?
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries. Do you recognize the name?
I'm not familiar with him.
Never heard of? Okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Based on what you know about the Hakeem Jeffries, how would you rate him from 0 to 100?
Well, I don't know enough to about him to rate him, but I guess...
So, no opinion. And the next one, Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
0.
J.D. Vance, do you recognize the name? J.D. Vance?
No, not really.
Okay. Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100?
100.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
89.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general, from 0 to 100?
100.
And Republicans in Congress?
0.
And the last one, Project 2025, from 0 to 100.
Could you repeat that?
Project 2025. Do you recognize Project 2025?
0. I do. Yeah. Zero. I recognize it. Yes.
Now, we're almost done with the survey. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time and for your patience. I know it's still a long way up, but if elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, from whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so. If the elections were
right
held
now,
today...
Right now I'm undecided.
And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote between those two?
Kamala Harris.
And what do you need to hear more of from the candidate in order to make a choice?
More about what they're going to do to making the economy better. To deal with the situation at the border, the racism, so many.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. So you need to hear more about what they're going to do to deal with the economy, situation at the border, and racism, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Some.
And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more favorable towards her or less favorable?
Favorable.
Just somewhat more or much more favorable?
Much more favorable.
And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel much more favorable towards Vice President Harris? In a few words.
Well, this situation with women's rights to make the decisions about their body.
Okay.
You know, I like her views on that.
Okay, yes, I was documenting your answer. Thank you for your time. And now we're almost done. This is basically the last part. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement is very convincing reasons to vote for Kamala. 5, it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means the statement is not at all convincing reasons to support her for president. The first one, Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protection for pre-existing condition and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of healthcare, as Vice President Harris led a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, help reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans, and help pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. After hearing that, from 0 to 10, how convincing was that to support her?
You said 0 to 10. 0 means
correct.
Not at all. And
0 means not at all convincing. 5, it was somewhat convincing. And 10, it's very convincing reason to support her.
Very convincing.
Is that a 10? Correct? You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
10, okay. The last 3. This November, we have a historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman to hold the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is more about than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to make our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change and racial justice. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
10.
And the last 2. In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a young assistant district attorney, working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had a dozen of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump has taken the court for housing discrimination. Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump her entire career. And with our support, she will do it again in November to save our democracy. After hearing that, how convincing was that to support her? From 0 to 10. 10? Okay. And the last one. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical billing. She will crack down on price gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone who has a plan to make our life affordable again so that we can get ahead. How convincing was that from 0 to 10?
10.
And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West. For whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
And let me ask you again, now that we have talked a little more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, or other platforms?
YouTube.
And now, the last few questions for statistical purposes only. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college, or college graduate or postgraduate?
High school.
And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yet or no?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I
very conservative, just somewhat conservative, moderate, or somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I guess I would say liberal.
Liberal, but just somewhat or very liberal?
Somewhat.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, or once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
All of my neighbors are white.
Okay, more than half or nearly all?
Nearly all.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I guess it would be rural.
And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No. No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Could you repeat that?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Oh, no. No.
And, okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.